name is Sarah
Adam.
Barb.
Christine.
Alexis.
Chris.
Maria.
Jennifer.
And I work on Microsoft Surface.
First time I saw Surface, I was really blown away.
Oh, God, this is like, we're going to make this? I want on.
It's something that I saw in a movie, and here it is, right in front of me.
For me, it started almost 5 years ago, and I basically took me 10 seconds to decide that, yeah, this is a project I want to work on.
If I were to put one word how Microsoft Surface makes me feel, it would probably be immersed.
Empowered.
Intuitive.
Fantastical. Yeah, I was trying to think of a good word that's not quite really a word. Maybe we can make a new one.
Natural.
It would have to be wow, or amazing, or fantastic.
That's
three words.
The interface of Microsoft Surface really brings out a feeling of engagement.
All you need to do is touch something to interact with it. It's you and your hands and what you normally do when you interact with objects.
The way in which Surface is really more efficient derives from the fact that it's more natural.
We have this real gradual, easy entry, just using things that you know how to use, your fingers. Very un-operating system-like.
Making things more efficient isn't always about making them run faster. It's about allowing people to do things easier and quicker.
It keeps coming back to the learning curve. There isn't one.
The best thing about the Microsoft Surface technology is the ability to work collaboratively.
The shift from single input to multi-input and then multi-touch, multi-user, it's very significant.
It's a whole new world now where everybody gets to play all at the same time, and it's pretty exciting.
It's a key focus for us, the social aspect of Surface.
You can see right away people are fascinated by it. People want to get on it. They want to try it out.
All of my friends are basically like, can you give me a demo?
Yeah.
I want to see it. And it's like,
do you guys get one at home?
Yeah.
We can try it at home.
When can I see it?
The thing that gets me most excited about Microsoft Surface is the fact that it feels almost limitless.
There's so much to find out here. There's so many things to build and create around this new technology.
Surface is one of the few products that we do where we control everything from the base hardware all the way up to the software, and they all have to work together for the system to work correctly. And so that makes the user research team more heterogeneous.
It's a very dynamic team, fueled by the passion of everybody coming to work on this project.
I really think that one of the great things about our team is that we all get to work together.
There's always other people who can chip in, who can take time out of their schedule, not just in the test team, but across development, design, PM, our documents team.
It does require us to work very closely together. So in any given day, I'll be meeting with a test, a developer, a PM, a business person, a designer, and an architect.
We have offices not only here, but in Japan and China. So while that poses some difficulties, it's one of the things that I enjoy most. It's pretty fundamentally awesome.
Getting the hardware and the software and the design all working together at the same time was a really good challenge.
How can a projector in Microsoft Surface work so that it can see what people are doing on the top surface?
We're so used to ones and zeros in this business that to get these kind of grayish images and try and interpret what's there, it's a great challenge.
But real success is determined by how do people respond to it. And that's where you get some true sparks of creativity.
If you're comparing Surface to, you know, the advent of the written word, okay, it isn't that big a deal.
There's the first car, and then there's every car after the first car. So it's kind of like that.
I think really in the future, the technology of Surface will start to be embedded in basically everything around us.
What you can do on Surface is really limited to your imagination.
I'm excited to see what could come out of it. I think it's just really, this is just the beginning.
Here's my holdout and my grand hope. I would like to see a world again where technology actually brings people together.
There are no boundaries now.
This is the most fantastic, coolest things on Earth, bar none.